Jeffrey Epstein ran the Edge Foundation. Go check out the Edge Foundation and see what they did. It was his money that ran that. It was a conglomeration that got together tech people that, you know, all their names, Bezos, Reid Hoffman, Elon, all them. He funded a lot of people in the Human Genome Project, all these scientists. I understand what Donald Trump is saying and what Bill O'Reilly said the other day, which is there are a lot of people involved with Epstein that did not participate in raping children or trafficking, sex trafficking, or any of this. That's fine. Okay. That doesn't mean that there aren't third parties that were. That doesn't mean that the multi-million, billion, almost billion dollars that have gone to the victims doesn't connect to other people. That doesn't mean, and Jeffrey Epstein also was a pro at hiding billionaires' money in the Cayman Islands and in islands all over the world. He was an NGO magnate. The whole NGO thing that's being exposed finally with USAID and the international banking cartels, NGOs and Rockefeller Institute and Carnegie Institute and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Open Society. Jeffrey Epstein was in that game 1,000%. So this has nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. This has to do with a global public-private partnership and an international banking cartel that has been pushing for this one world kind of elitist control of the world. I call it the parent company. That's who Jeffrey Epstein works for. This isn't about Jeffrey Epstein. This is about the whole ugly, stinking mess that our world is stuck in right now with endless wars for profit going to the same people